Now it's a real pleasure for me to introduce to you two sisters who came together as a result of a Big Brothers Big Sisters match. They are Deborah and Jasmine. And I'll start saying hello to you, Jazz. How are you?
Good.
Do you like to be called Jazz or Jasmine?
I like to be called Jazzy.
Jazzy. It's nice to meet you. How old are you?
9.
And where do you go to school?
Montour Propel Elementary.
What grade are you in?
4th.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. Would you like to introduce your big sister to us? Go ahead.
This is Deborah.
Hi.
Hi, Deborah. And what community do you live in?
I live in Pine Township.
And you two have been matched for how long?
2 years.
That's a long time. What are some of the things that you like to do together, Jazzy?
We like to do events at Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and we like to go out to eat.
And, we were talking about sandwiches before, and you mentioned, do you have a sandwich that you like?
Yeah.
What is it?
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That sounds good. Any other? Weren't you mentioning one with cucumbers, too?
Oh, it's just like one where it has lettuce and it has cheese on it and it has turkey, and then you put the cucumbers over top of it and then you bite it and then it tastes good.
That sounds actually very good. You don't like to cook, do you?
Sometimes.
I thought you might. What do you like to make?
I like to make oodles and noodles and eggs and sometimes pancakes.
I saw Deborah nod her head immediately when I said that. So
yeah.
You know
we've
that.
We've made cookies at our house.
And Rice Krispie treats.
And Rice Krispie treats.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Did you go out trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
What was your costume?
Wonder Woman.
I love it. That sounds great. Do you have a favorite candy bar or ones that you really like?
Snickers.
I like Snickers, but the peanut butter cups are a big favorite of mine, too. And the peppermint patties, although I didn't get any this year. Our neighbors had some. We sometimes trade, but we didn't do that. So who else is in your family, Jazzy? Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening who's also in your family?
My grandma Susan and my parents.
Wonderful. And, when you go to a school like Propel Montour, you don't necessarily live in Montour. What community do you live in?
Spring Hill.
Well, you're right from the north side. You're very close to us. So, I didn't hear you mention any brothers or sisters. Do you have any other brothers or sisters?
I have just 3 more sisters, and the names are Mariah, Harmony, and we're not sure for the last one, but it's May going to be Christiana.
That's a new sister that's coming.
Not here yet.
And is everybody younger than you?
Yes.
So having a big sister has got to be awesome. Deb, what's it been like for you being a big sister? Is this the first time you've been a big sister?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. My kids are all in college, so I was really missing the fun activities that we get to do.
And do you work during the day?
I'm a nurse.
How nice. Have you ever gone to see where Deborah works?
No. No, but she has shown me where her husband works and where she was born at.
Oh, yeah, at the hospital. We passed the hospital I was born at going to my house.
And where does her husband work? Do you remember?
At the hospital she was born at.
Ah, okay. So that's kind of, what hospital was that?
Passavant.
Okay, that's not far from where you live now and where we live. So what do you think is nice? What I was curious about, Jazzy, is if somebody's listening who's, about your age or a little younger or older and they were wondering what it's like to have a big sister. How would you describe it to them? Like, what's good about it?
That you get to boss everybody around.
You boss around your big sister?
Yeah.
Is that so?
Well, not her, but I boss around my younger sisters.
Oh, by being a big sister, you boss around.
Yeah.
What do you tell them to do?
Not to touch things they're not supposed to be touching, and being safe with electricity and fire.
What sounds to me like you're bossing around is trying to help protect them because you love them so much. So you're taking care of them. Do they listen?
Well, yeah, but Mariah just screams at me.
How old is Mariah?
She's only 7. She turned 7 last month on the 7th.
Now, what about having Deborah in your life? What's that like?
That she's just another mom for me.
Well, that's really nice to
and a good friend, huh?
Say that.
We're good friends.
So how do you two talk to each other when you're not together like you are now? Do you keep in touch?
Well, so and so.
Yeah, Jazzy had a phone, so we would text a little bit. So sometimes she has a phone, and sometimes I text her mom, and then her mom relays the messages.
Well, that's nice. Hey, Jazzy. What do you like to do for fun, just in general? Do you like to...
Swimming.
Are you on a team?
No. My mom did sign me up, but it's like every Sunday we miss it.
That can be hard.
So she just told them that we weren't going to participating.
Have you taken lessons?
No.
But you love swimming, huh?
Yeah, she has taught me.
Yeah.
So now I'm a good swimmer.
When we first started, Jazzy couldn't swim at all. And now she can go underwater. She can jump in.
Wow, you can dive in?
Well, jump yeah, in. A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's it's good to be able to do that. What else do you like to do?
Eat ice cream. And the first time we met... we went to this little park area, and we had a picnic, and I brought watermelon and some other stuff, like pretzels and stuff, and she brought blueberries and sandwiches.
How nice. And was it a nice day?
Yeah, it was a sunny day.
It sounds like it was beautiful. When you're in school, there are certain subjects that you like a lot? Like, are you learning math, probably, and science? What do you like in school?
Math.
What are you learning about in math now?
Well, now that I'm in fourth grade, I'm learning about rounding to the nearest million and billions. And then I'm learning about I'm doing more multiple-digit numbers, but multiplication by 10.
That's a lot to learn. You saw my face light up when you said rounding, because I had to round a lot of numbers this week. I actually had to as part of my work, and the computer did it for me, but I wanted to check them first, so I looked at them before I let the computer round it. It's nice to know how to do that. How to do that yourself. Well, it's exciting to see the two of you. I'm going to turn to Eric Astrophilus for a minute, who's here from Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Good morning.
You've got to enjoy seeing this two-year match here.
Yes, I do. I feel like every time I come on the radio, I say this is my favorite match. But every time I just enjoy you guys so much. And they do come to a lot of our events. And every time Jazzy runs up and gives me a big hug and whenever she's with Deborah and I'm not there, she's always asking for a photo. So I'll always be texting a photo like, hey, how are you? So she's a fun girl to be around.
What's new at Big Brothers?
Well, we're gearing up for our big holiday event, December 9th, and we're going to be collecting hats, gloves, and scarves. Any donations for new hats, gloves, and scarves we're collecting at the office so that we can give them out to the kids this year. And we're prepping for a trivia night coming up November 27th.
Ooh.
That'll be a fun night at Buckhead Saloon.
So all sorts of trivia.
Yeah.
And you can take part in that. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is. We really like our trivia nights.
Is there a need for older people for bigs now or
littles? Absolutely. What's I think interesting is a lot of people, when they imagine big brothers or big sisters, they imagine the kind of 20s or 30s age range. But we have a lot of bigs in the 40s, 50s, even 60s age range. And they are just some of our best bigs because they have the time to dedicate. They have a lot of experience sometimes. And I think our kids really enjoy, you know, any age range. We're accepting anybody for help.
Well, that's terrific. And what about the Mentor 2.0 program?
Same thing. We're still accepting, I think, male mentors for that, and that can be any age range as well.
So the best thing to do is go to bbbspgh.org to get more details. Can you tell me about a time, Jazzy, when just like something really funny happened when the two of you are together? Does anything come to mind maybe when you just couldn't stop giggling?
When we were talking about this earlier when we were out there, but it was when she showed me a picture and a video of her son Jacob, and we were bike riding around her neighborhood. It was me, Miss Deborah, and Jacob, her son. We were riding around the neighborhood, and then he was so far up, and we were so far behind, and we were, and I was screaming his name, and then he said, what did I do? And I said, you're too far up, and then I just kept giggling while I was riding my bike.
Is he older than you?
Yeah.
Deborah, how old is he, Deborah?
He's 21.
Oh, so he was probably going really, really fast.
Yeah.
But I'll bet you're fast, too, I'm guessing.
We had Jacob in the lead and then Jazzy in the middle, and I was pulling up the end. But I was actually videotaping her in front of me, so she thought that was pretty fun to be able to look back and watch herself riding.
Well, it sounds like you two have such a good relationship. Is there anything else either of you would like to say about the other one?
So in school, just like you and Miss Erica was talking about mentors, in school, my friend Kyle, she has a mentor where, like, she told me that she went out with her mentor and got and made slime, and she got to have a big, giant gummy bear.
Wow. So
we'll have to think about them.
So that she made the gummy bear out of slime?
No.
Okay, she made the slime. And she had the big giant gummy bear. That sounds like fun. I'll bet that was at Carnegie Science Center, do you think?
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. They might have done it at McDonald's. You can probably make slime at McDonald's.
With the burgers and stuff.
Yeah.
We made some slime at the Big Brothers and Big Sisters activity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty sticky and kind of weird feeling.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Jazzy is like, just
I'm
so
trying
sweet.
To think what event we did at Big Brother. But the last event we went last week, was it?
Yeah.
The week that just passed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You weren't there, but Miss, I don't know her name, but she gave us all types of materials to make one of those things I'd seen up on the wall, and they moved our picture around.
Yeah, we're going to make a picture frame.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
I think Jazzy and I have a lot in common. I think a lot of the bigs are still kids at heart and really enjoy the activities. We have a membership to the Y, so we get to swim. We'd go to movies and, like she said, bike riding and just really, it's really a great program. It's really enjoyable.
I was wondering where you end up swimming, so that's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we swim at the Y.
That
yeah.
You've got a pool.
And sometimes she has a big pool. Well, sometimes she has a big pool at her house, and the pool where the pool is at, she said it used to be a garage.
Wow.
And they just put the pool in, and she had water in it, and I got to swim with her. In the pool, I could still reach where I can, like, it's not, like, where it's too deep for me. It's right about where I should be.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, we have a swim spa in our house.
So. And she told me the last time we met was the week that just passed. The last time we met, she emptied out her water.
I got to get it full again. Yeah, I had to empty it to clean it.
You probably have to change it every now and then.
Yeah.
Well, I have some presents for you, Jazzy.
Wow.
I have our radio broadcasting patch.
Thank you.
And I've got some stickers from the Saturday Light Brigade.
Nice.
And I have this, which is good for free admission to the Children's Museum. You can use it today, or you can use it whenever you would like to.
She was excited. She said, do we get to stay and play? And I said, I think we do.
There's a lot of fun. The Rube Goldberg exhibit is open, which gives you a chance to make your own contraptions.
Wow.
And just to play with things. The Garage Workshop has a lot going on. And Native Voices, right across from us, is an exhibit all about American Indian tribes from New England that's here. The exhibit's here visiting Pittsburgh as it tours the country.
Nice.
Thank you so much for being here. Is there anything else, Erica or Jazzy or Deborah, that you wanted to say?
No, that's all.
It was fun talking to you.
Thank you.
I hope we'll see you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's Jazzy and Deborah and Erica from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And you can learn more about their programs at bbbspgh.org.